This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And here we go. It's the Christmas show. I think this is my favorite show of the year. What do you think, Gabby?
Great show.
Thanks so much. Santa will be here shortly. Gabby the elf is with me at the moment.
Merry Christmas.
We'll be calling kids in a short while. If there's someone special in your family of the appropriate age, please, no trick calls. And someone who is also has some phone skills, Santa will be here, will be calling folks. Dial us up. My man Sean McCord on his last day retiring from the wake-up call, but he's here to help out. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And there goes the phone, right there. Remember, we have an hour. I've walked in the door with a couple names and numbers on the list. We'll try and get everybody in during the hour. If we have to make a few calls after the hour, but not on air, we will do so. And not that you would, but remember, at the end of our hour, Les Temps will be here. Drew Thompson, Les Temps Perdue, the best of 80s and 90s alternative music. Drew will bring you the roots of alternative. Because you can't understand where we are without first knowing where we've been. Take a trip back to the times gone by with Les Temps Perdue only on WNRN. But of course, we have the wake-up call in between. Make a call to give everybody the idea of just how we do this. Austin. Santa, are you ready? I'm always ready.
Hello?
Merry Christmas. This is Gabby the Elf. I have Santa Claus here to talk to Austin.
Alright, hold on 1 second. Austin, real quick. Shut the door. Hello?
Hello! Austin? This is Santa! How are you?
Hey, Santa.
Merry Christmas! I'm checking my list! Only a few days left, you know. How are you?
Good.
Can you make it for two more days?
Yes. I can't wait for you to come over and give me my present to you tomorrow. Two more days.
Well, I want to check in and make sure we're getting you what you want. Is there anything special that you want?
How the elf doing?
Well, Gabby, I have my number one elf with me. Did you write that down?
Yes, I did, Sam.
Well, Austin, you continue to be good. Last 2 days, okay?
John's been screaming and singing that stuff. Have you seen that?
Well, you know, we have a lot to do. So we'll make sure you get some special toys, okay?
Hey, and don't forget, and Mrs. Claus is still working on the presents for me?
Well, most of the presents are done, but we're checking our list, and Gabby is having the elves load the sleigh, okay?
Okay, am I still on the nice list?
Well, you're still on the nice list, that's right. So Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Santa.
All right, Austin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And there you go. That's what happens. Santa visits once a year. And the phone line's ringing again. All right, but one of the other things we do, we read a little book. All right, Gabby, you go check everybody out, make sure everything's getting done.
Gotcha.
And we'll have you back in a few minutes to call some more kids. All right. Please know that there is no profit being made here on WNRN's Wake Up Call as we read How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. (11:08 on the Wake Up Call.
Bahu, Forest, Dahu, Doris, Welcome.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and gazelle pinks and wands. Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo fix, then run out and get some more. Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz o' fuzz and lift their bloops and buzz o' buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof and plant. Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of antlers and 3 miles of snappers too. Hang dang donglers on the bathtub. Trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed who. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim me, trim you. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoop hoop flop. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and beers or pinks. And trim up the tree with beers or pinks and wands.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast feast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. And they'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how?
Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
I know just what to do,
the Grinch laughed in his throat. And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked,
what a great Grinchy trick! With this coat and this hat, I look just like St. Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said,
giddy up!
And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a-snooze in their town. All their windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one,
the old Grinchy Claus hissed. And he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row.
These stockings,
he grinned,
are the first things to go.
Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39-and-a-half-foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He climbed out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee.
And now,
grinned the Grinch,
I will stuff up the tree.
And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of the bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
Santa Claus, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
Why, my sweet little tot,
the fake Santa Claus lied.
There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here.
And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch.
with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed. All the Who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his loads to the tip-top to dump it. Poo-poo to the Who's, he was grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. But it was very, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came somehow or other. It came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And then? What happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day, and the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
Welcome Christmas, Fahuramus.
Welcome Christmas, Fahudamus.
Christmas Day will always be just so long as we have we.
And How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. Music produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel. Album produced by Jesse Kay. Digitally remastered at Polygram Studios. Please remember, purely for entertainment, no profit made. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Thank you for listening. /11:25 here on the Wake Up Call. We will be making, Santa will be back and making some more calls to kids. 979-0919-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Today's programming on WNRN brought to you by Boudoir Lingerie Boutique in the Boonesboro Shopping Center of Lynchburg. At Boudoir, you can find Bridal by Jane Woolrich, Intimate Apparel by Blush and Ooh La La Cherie, as well as Maternity Lingerie and Loungewear. Boudoir carries all sizes from AA to H. at 4925 Boonesboro Road, Lynchburg. Boudoir is your dressing room at VOTREBOUDOIR.com.
And support for independent music radio, WNRN, comes from Brown Subaru, your locally owned and operated Subaru dealer since 1981. For the third consecutive year, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has recognized every 2012 Subaru model as a top safety pick. Brown is the only dealer that gives you state inspections for life. You can test drive any all-wheel drive model at Brown Subaru on 29 North in front of Sam's Club or online at brownautos.com.
And Santa's back. Be making a call in just a second. All right, Gabby, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see. We're going to call. See if we can get hold of Tanner and Caroline. Caroline is 6.
Christmas. This is Gabby the Elf. I have Santa Claus here, and he'd like to talk to Tanner and Caroline.
Okay, hold on one second. Caroline,
phone call.
Where are you? Hello?
Hello, Caroline. This is Gabby the Elf. Hello, Caroline. I have Santa Claus here, and he'd like to talk to you.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Caroline. How are you?
Me too.
Oh, we're calling just to make sure you know Christmas is almost here.
Talk to him. Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to bring you some presents. Would you like me to bring you something for Prince Poppycock, too?
Yes.
Prince Poppycock, your cat, also on my nice list.
Oh, my good Santa Claus.
What?
Caroline, is Tanner there?
Is Tanner here? Come on, get up on the Tanner. Say, hold on.
Hold on.
Who are you talking to?
Next one.
Hold on.
Okay.
Tanner, I got a phone call for you. Here. Say hello.
Merry Christmas, Tanner. This is Santa Claus.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just calling because I want to bring you a gift before you go on your trip to New York.
Okay.
What can we bring you?
Let's see. I want, do you know these, do you know the Beatles back in the 1960s?
Yes, I'm a big Beatles fan. How about if I bring you, maybe a t-shirt or some mugs or something with the Beatles on them?
Well, they're always fine.
Good. All right. We're going to go pack up the sleigh, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Merry Christmas, Tanner. All right. Santa on his way. Lots to do, but we can get some calls done for you. Somebody you want to get a call. Dial us up here at the station, 979-0919, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. I have my number one elf, Gabby, here with me.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Gabby, what are you doing the last couple days?
Well, we've been finishing up making up the toys and mostly packing up the sleigh.
Packing up the sleigh?
Yeah.
Are you doing that yourself, or do you direct others to do that?
I mostly direct, but those knuckleheads, I usually have to help them.
Oh, it's hard to find good help, even at the North Pole.
Ain't that the truth?
All right, I see the phone's ringing now. Remember, we will get in anybody who I have on my list now. We'll make sure that Santa calls. Folks who call in during the hour, we will get through to everyone, although we may not be able to get everyone during the hour, but we will work as hard as we can to do so. All right, let's see. Next on the list, we're going to be calling Reese. Reese is 4-year-old girl.
Hello?
Merry Christmas. This is Gabby the Elf. I have Santa Claus here, and he'd like to talk to Reese.
She's actually in the bathtub right this minute, Gabby.
Oh, well, maybe Santa will call back later in the hour.
That would be great.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, obviously Santa is not as all-knowing as some people think he might be. All right, let's see who else we have on our list. Let's see. We'll call AJ. And in case you didn't know, of course, Vince Guaraldi Trio, Charlie Brown Christmas music playing in the background. Seven-year-old boy.
Sorry, but we have a problem completing.
Oh, well. You know, when you only have an hour to do this, sometimes that's what happens. All right. Don't forget, you can call and speak to Sean McCord here. 979-0919 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. As we try and get the calls done, let's see. Some of these are long distance. That's what's slowing me down. We're calling Sarah, who was called in. We got one of the calls we got here. So, Sarah.
Hello?
Merry Christmas. This is Gabby the Elf. I have Santa Claus here, and he'd like to talk to Sarah.
Oh, hi, Gabby. Hold on just a minute, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Merry Christmas! Is this Sarah?
Yes, this is Sarah.
How are you today?
I'm great. How about you, Santa?
Oh, it's great, although very busy. I heard that we need to make sure that you get some perfume on the sleigh.
Yep. I love perfume.
Okay. Just calling to make sure that you're not on the naughty list.
I hope not.
All right. Well, we've got plenty of people to call, so you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Santa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, Santa's here to call some kids. Let's make sure that we call kids. If I needed a one before that. Santa, do you need a, or Gabby, do you need a long distance to dial a 540?
Yes.
Yes, you do. All right. That's why I am not Santa. You are listening to the Wake Up Call Christmas show, calling kids around the area. 979-091-9187-WNRN-ROCKS. If you'd like your children, please, children with phone skills, to get a call from Santa. Let me tell you that today's programming is supported by Jefferson Theater, who presents Baba Seth on the 28th of December, Skip Casho and the Nighthawks on the 29th, and the infamous String Dusters on the 31st. In January, there's Cody Purvis on the 5th, Yacht Rock Review on the 10th, Jimi Hendrix Seaville Experience on the 11th. For more details and tickets, you can go to jeffersontheater.com. Let's see, we have a note here from someone special. Seems that we have someone on the line. Elizabeth thinks that a call from Santa would cheer up Joe, who recently had a heart attack. So we'll break our rules about kids only. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
It's Elizabeth. I'm
hey,
Gabby the Elf.
Gabby.
You're welcome. I have Santa Claus here, and he'd like to talk to Joe.
Joe's at home right now. You would have to try and call him. I went out Christmas shopping trying to get gifts last minute.
Oh.
And he doesn't get out much.
All right, Elizabeth, we're going to put you back on hold and let Sean get the rest of the information.
Thank you so much.
I'm Kate Zuckerman, Executive Director of Common Ground Healing Arts. On January 7th, we will open our doors to provide a nonprofit wellness center. Common Ground will provide holistic healthcare services such as yoga, acupuncture, and massage therapy on a sliding scale basis. You can find Common Ground at the newly renovated Jefferson School City Center in downtown Charlottesville. For more information on Common Ground or to learn about our special discounts during the month of December, please visit us at commongroundseville.org.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection@WNRN.org with your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
All right, we're calling Freed, Freedom and Liberty.
Merry Christmas. Hello? This is Gabby the Elf. Hello?
Hello, this is Santa.
This is Santa?
Santa Claus calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
It's Santa Claus.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Who am I speaking with right now?
What?
Who's he speaking with? What's your name?
Freedom.
This is Freedom?
Uh-huh.
How about Liberty?
She's over at the table watching TV.
Well, I want to make sure I get the right gifts for everybody. What can we get for you?
I want the, more, of the baseball games and a case to go with it because I don't want to lose any more of my games anymore. And, I want a snuggle puppet that's like, a blanket and a, puppet that's, together.
Well, I also have some stampy slippers. Who can I bring those to? Who wants some stompy slippers?
My sister.
Well, I think we can put those somewhere in the sleigh if we have some extras, okay?
Okay, so I want these cats and the little one. And Woody wants a sleigh. And I want a Woody wants a toy pony.
All right, well, let me say hello really quickly, okay?
Hello.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
All right, we have lots to do. I just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
Everybody have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you.
And when you wake up on Christmas morning, remember to think of me, okay? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. All right. Freedom and Liberty. You gotta like that. All right, we'll get to everybody that we can. I have a big call here. We got apparently a group that's having a Christmas cookie party. Gabby, are you ready for this one?
You know I am.
Sean, do you have Joe's info? This is Joe. Recently had a heart attack.
Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Merry Christmas, Joe. This is Gabby the Elf, and I have Santa Claus, and he would like to talk to you.
Joe! Merry Christmas!
Who's this?
Santa! I just wanted to call and say I hope you feel better and be the best that you can on Christmas Day.
I could use some money.
Well, I don't know that I can bring any money, but I just wanted to make sure that you know that we're thinking of you and sorry about your health problems. But Merry Christmas, okay?
Oh, you too, Santa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. See, the Sean has a another person on the line. Remember, we'll get to as many folks as we can. Let's try one of these long distance numbers again, Gabby.
Merry Christmas, Santa! I have a bunch of kids here that want to talk to you.
Wow.
If you'll give us just a second, I'll get them all together. Hey, Santa's on the phone, guys. Come here. Come here. Santa's on the phone. Come listen. Santa Corbin couldn't be here today, but everybody else is here. Come here. Noah, come here, Noah. Santa's on the phone. Say hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Noah. I just wanted to let you know that we're thinking of you, and we have some good gifts in the sleigh, okay?
Okay. He says, okay, Santa. Say hi, Piper.
Merry Christmas, Piper.
Santa can hear you. Hi, Santa.
Hi, Merry Christmas, Piper.
Oh, this is Santa Claus. Say hi.
How's everybody? You making cookies?
Yeah.
Well, make sure you leave some for me, okay?
Okay. Go make some for
Ooh, are there other folks there we can talk to? I want to make sure we say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Here's Hazel Page. Hi.
Merry Christmas, Hazel Page. How are you?
Good.
We're still checking the list. My friend, my number one elf, Gabby, is here.
Merry Christmas, Hazel Page.
Merry Christmas. Hey, Damon. Damon, say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Damon.
Oh.
Hey, Damon, we were putting some things together, and we know that you love to fish. Is that true?
Yes.
That's what my elves tell me, is that you like to fish.
Yeah, sure does, Santa.
And we were thinking about getting you an Xbox for Christmas, okay?
Yeah.
Well, you look under the tree. Merry Christmas.
Quincy, Santa wants to talk to you.
Meow.
Here comes Quincy, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Quincy. How are you?
Good.
You make sure you stay on the nice list, okay?
Huh? Stay on the nice list, okay?
And remember that I want some cookies when we stop by your house.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Merry Christmas, Santa. Thank you, Santa. Hey, Santa, can I tell you what I want for Christmas?
Oh, we know what you want, but it's a special surprise. All right. Merry Christmas,
Santa.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night,
we'll have cookies for you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, Gabby, that was a huge party.
Oh, boy.
All right, my main man, Sean McCord, somewhere. I have Liam on waiting on line two. Hello, Liam, how are you?
Oh, here he is, hold on. Hello?
Merry Christmas, yes? Liam. This is Gabby the Elf. I have Santa Claus here, and he'd like to talk to you.
Merry Christmas, Liam!
This is my tournament elf.
I have...
He's the bestest elf in the world.
Oh. Well, we're putting things together, and I was thinking maybe some Captain America and Spider-Man things for you, okay?
And I told Mr. Ghost because I want a Wolverine suit. And the gloves that have sharp things on them, okay?
Well, we'll do our best, but remember that sharp things are dangerous.
They're just pretend.
Oh, just pretend ones. Well, maybe some pretend sharp things. All right? So you be good. Remember, two more days.
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas, Liam. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love you.
Oh, and we love you, too. Thank you.
Forever.
All right. 979-0919-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I got 11:54 on the wake-up call. Just a few minutes left. Remember, if you do call in, we'll Santa will speak to the kids, even though it may be off air. Let me thank Price Hyundai on 29 North for their support of WNRN. From Hyundai, it's the new Veloster, 38 miles per gallon highway, standard BlueLink telematics. With hands-free texting, the new Volster, new thinking for the next generation of drivers. You can find out more at jimpricehyundai.com. Hey, Gabby, we had Reese, I think. We caught it a bad time. You want to try her again?
Yeah. Christmas. This is Gabby the Elf. Is Reese out of the bath?
Yes, she is. She's right here.
Oh, that's good, because Santa wants to talk to her.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Gabby. Hello?
Merry Christmas, Reese. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to check in and make sure you know we're still checking our list every day. Are you being nice?
Yes, sir.
Well, is there anything special that we can check and bring for you?
Magic.
Well, I heard from Gabby that you want some special and rare pixie dust. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, I think we might have some a little bit left here at the North Pole. Is that okay?
Yes.
I think we'll put some in the sleigh then. So, Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right, Reese, you be good.
Okay. Well,
all right. Look under the tree for your special gifts.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 11:57 and a half on the wake-up call. Try this last one. AJ.
Hi, this is Marcy Martinez. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will be back in touch with you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax, press 4 now. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Christmas! This is Santa calling to make sure AJ is still being good. We've got just a few days left. But we don't give out our callback number, do we, Gabby?
No, we don't.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone! AJ, we've got some special things for you, so you stay on the nice list. Bye-bye! All right, 11:59. Just 30 seconds left. I want to make sure that I wish Sean McCord the best in his retirement.
Oh, well, thank you, Rick. I'm retiring from producing this show, but I'm not retiring from everything. I'll still be around. And
but I don't care about everything else. It's the show today.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Rick. It has been a sublime pleasure to be here at your side for the past, whatever it's been, 3-4 years. Reaching out to Central Virginia every week, putting together the great show that you do. And I feel like I'm leaving it in good hands with the new producers. And, of course, you can call me back in when you need me.
And I'm sure that I will. Sean, thank you so much. It's been great. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick, and happy holidays to you, and happy new year.
And time to turn it over to Tamara Winograd for Les Temps Perdue. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Please remember that this listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN, and it's the listeners that make this fun. All right, everybody. Next week, Lee Channing to start you off on your new year.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Angie Cruz. Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.